Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio and also the head coach and CEO of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already the end of July, depending on when you're listening to this, Saturday, July 30th at 9 o'clock or Sunday, July 31st at 7 o'clock. And for my running friends, just as a reminder, if you're listening to this today, Saturday, July 30th at 9 a.m., well, it's too late because the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic starts at 9 a.m. It is the eighth and final race of the Capital Area Race Series, and there's been some competitive racing being done in the whole series. The series began in Gilmington on Saturday, March 26th. We went to SEA 5K, and then the Friday night NHGI Delta Dental race on April 22nd. Back at Canterbury on May 14th at the Canterbury Shaker Village, and then Run for the Animals 5K at Northeast Delta Dental on June 4th. The new race we added, the sixth race, the Capital City Classic 10K with our latest sponsor, Runners Alley, and that was Sunday, June 26th. Well received, began right at the State House. A couple weeks ago, we had the Bill Lutie 5-miler. The coach was there. That's Saturday, July 16th, and of course, we're ending with the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic on July 30th. Last week's show got a lot of good feedback on the Bow Rotary and their trip to Honduras and all the medical and dental triage and other great investments that they do to purify water and handle a number of health and medical and dental issues. So I want to thank Chris Parkinson, who also works for me at Northeast Delta Dental, for joining me. Of course, you've all know, we just talked about running, so part of wellness is staying fit, but also part of wellness is also what you eat, and I'm a big believer, the older I get, you are what you eat. So a frequent guest on our weekend show is Brian Johnson, who is the head coach of Johnson Golden Harvest. Brian, thank you for joining me again. Still another weekend when you probably should be at the farm stand.
Well, yeah, it's been busy, Tom. Thanks for having us.
Great. So let's take a step back and talk about, again, where Johnson Golden Harvest is located, how you got into it. And I know people have asked for sort of a redo of your career because you've been, you know, at a bigger company and now you have your own farm stand. So this, I want to talk a little bit about the local produce and the benefits of buying local, but I'd be interested too, as a business leader, the differences between when you're the sole proprietor along with your wife, how the decisions really impact your life versus, let's say, a corporate life. So tell us about your career and then what you see as the difference between working for a big company where you're, albeit a leading employee, you're still an employee versus when you're the owner-operator.
Well, so again, what we've talked about in the past, I started out at, you know, age 15 in a farm stand in Manchester, working part-time, and really enjoyed it, you know, and I stayed there through high school and then actually ended up staying there after high school and went on full-time and spent quite a few years with them. And then from there moved on to the some bigger corporate companies that got more involved with food service directly into, like, restaurants and hospitals and things as a salesperson, actually, is really what you call it. They call it marketing professional or whatever, but it's really sales. And I really enjoyed that. I got to meet with a lot of people one-on-one and really became the pulse of their business as far as what they were offering customers for food and all that and, you know, in their establishments. But one of the things that was lacking for me there is that I really enjoyed and became more aware of the local scene and, you know, the different farms that were doing different things, and it just seemed to be really up and coming. And I looked back at my childhood and decided to we stepped out, my wife and I, and opened up our own business, which was Johnson Golden Harvest over there in Hooksett, New Hampshire, and as a farm stand. And from there, it just kind of took on its own life. You know, we started with produce basically and a few made New Hampshire items, and then from there we went on to meat and dairy and have taken it where it is today to, you know, basically a spot that you can go and put a whole meal together, you know, kind of like.
So but I'd like to have you compare and contrast, you know, working for a big company versus being the CEO operator. But give us the location of Johnson Gold and Harvest and a phone number and your hours.
Yep, we are at 412 West River Road in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is right at the corner of Hackett Hill and Route 3A. And if you get off the highway at exit 11 at the toll booth and come right down there, we're on the left. We're open every day, 7 days a week at this point. And our phone number there is 603-210-2031.
Beautiful. So you've kind of touched on it already, but obviously when you make decisions, it directly affects your livelihood. So when you're making a decision to maybe diversify, get into maybe when you first started, you didn't do locally produced meat or dairy products. Like what analysis do you go through to sort of deal with the risk reward? Because this now really directly affects you. It's not a theoretical, you know, corporate profits or whatever.
Well, so example is when we started, we had produce and a few made New Hampshire items, you know, food items. And then from there, I said, okay, you know what? I mean, as I got to know the business a little bit, you got to take your business somewhere. Okay, so for me, it was like, okay, you know what? How do we move forward? How do we go forward? What are we missing? Because really, when you're an employer or a proprietor, as in compared to an employee, you know, you really want to do everything as best as you can. You know, you want to do it right. And because it is, after all, our business. So everything that we do does have a direct result on us as people and where we go in our lives. And so, you know what? We just started, we talk about it, my wife and I, and then we make a decision to do this. And based on what we see around us, you know, I don't just go out there and say, okay, I want to do this tomorrow and throw a rock out there and you know, hopefully we get lucky. It's kind of like, okay, people really want meat, so let's bring in meat, let's try it. And that was very successful for us. And, you know, again, it's I want to make the business right. I want to do what's right for the people. And we listen to our customers a lot. You know, customers come in, they kind of tell us what they're looking for. And that was one of the things that we heard when we added meat, for instance. I mean, people were saying, you know what else do you have? And this is what I would like. And can you get this? And okay, so when you listen enough as an owner, that's what you do. You listen to your customers and what do they want? You know, so that's what we do.
And of course, that's a common sense thing, if you think of it, listening to your customers. But sometimes common sense isn't common. We've all run into businesses that make things more efficient for themselves, but not necessarily effective for the customers. So I always tell my own employees, you need both efficiency and effectiveness. In other words, doing the right things for your customers in the most efficient way you can, but you don't want to, you know, it just reminds me of the old Soviet Union where some factories would make, in the effort to get the counts up, they would literally just make all left shoes and they produce more numbers of shoes than any other factory, but of course they weren't useful. So, I mean, that's obviously an extreme example. So I'm glad to hear that listening to customers is one of your mantras. And of course, as everybody knows, I'm into Baldrige quality, and it's a very complex a seven-category system of quality, but candidly, it comes right down to listening to your customers, anticipating their needs, and then coming up with the systems, you know, to deliver on that. So, since you talked about locally produced meat, so how do you get locally produced meat? To ask that sort of general question.
Well, basically, when we got into this, and again, when we started this, we had been, you know. We started, as our business grew, we started to get different contacts with different farms. And some of them were meat farms and, you know, people that raised cattle and whatever else, you know, some of them raised, you know, lamb and pork and just, so as we got these contacts, basically we started learning from them as well what to carry and what they do best and what they recommended. Because again, you know what, I mean, I don't claim to really know everything that we've gotten for knowledge, we've learned from other people. And again, so customers, and again, these people helping us, and they're like, you know what, everybody wants grass-fed ground beef. That's a big deal. Okay, so let's bring in grass-fed ground beef and these few other things. And I took some of the knowledge that I had working with the bigger corporations, basically of putting together basically a menu so that when people came in, they could build a plate.
So your expertise, I mean, it reminds me of me. And in some respects, in my whole life, I've been doing, you know, healthcare, insurance related healthcare, dental, you know, medical. And so I started a huge company, John Hancock, which was in Boston, which was then a huge company in my field. And then started Delta Dental Plan of Mass as a startup, and now at Northeast Delta Dentals, you know, smaller companies, but well, New Hampshire Delta now is considered a large company, but at the time when I started, so obviously you're leveraging all of your knowledge and expertise, and then listening to the customers. I always find that key. So give us again your location and phone number again.
We are at 412 West River Road in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is really Route 3A, right at the corner of Hackett Hill. Right off of, if you get off at exit 11 at the toll booth on 93 and come down to the left, we're right there. We're open 7 days a week, and our phone number here is 603-210-2031.
So after commercial break, we'll expand on this, but in about a minute that we have before commercial, in say the last 10 years, what's the one thing that you think you've seen evolved when it comes to farmers market concepts?
Well, I think that what's happened is people really care about what they're eating. They really want to know. So I feel like the whole concept is people are really getting into this. Farms are getting into it. And they're really paying attention to what they do now, their practices especially. I think that's becoming really important.
So people are understanding that part of wellness is, in fact, what you eat and know what you eat. So we'll start with that question when we return with Brian after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio on this July 30th and 31st. And with me is Brian Johnson, who's the owner-proprietor of Johnson Golden Harvest. And just again, for a reminder for my running friends, although it's too late probably if you're listening to this show, but the last race of the Capital Year Race Series, July 30th, is at Canterbury. You start at the middle school, run down the hill, it ends going up the hill, and then there's the Canterbury Fair. So hopefully, if nothing else, if you've missed the race, you'll go to the Canterbury Fair. And I want to thank the hundreds of people that participated in the series, great competitive series. Now back to Brian. So give us again your location, then we'll talk about the benefits of buying local.
Yep, we're located in Hooksett, New Hampshire, 412 West River Road, which is Route 3A. We're right at the corner of Hackett Hill. So if you come down, if you're going on 93 and you get off right at exit 11 at the toll booth and come down and go to the left, we're right there on your left. We're open 7 days a week. And our phone number is 603-210-2031.
And I'll attest that they're always there because I take that exit a lot because I live on the Bow Hooksett line. And the light always seems to be on whenever I'm around. So do you have other family members that work with you and Karen?
I do, actually. Well, my younger son's been working with us a lot this summer. I say younger. He's going to be 18 here shortly. He's been a really big help. So, yeah, he works with us. He's putting in 30, 40 hours a week with us right now. So
good for him, and he kind of understands the business. So speaking of that, so what are the benefits of buying local and knowing where your food comes from?
Well, I think a lot of it is really your health. I mean, you know, one of the things you are what you eat is what you say. And you know, reality is that's absolutely true. I mean, if you want to feel good, eat good. And I think that, you know, what we try to do is we try to source from the farms and we're very careful about their practices. One of the things we are very transparent is that, you know what, if we're going to buy from you, then we need to be able to visit the farm, as do our customers if they want to. But the real benefit, you know what, is again, it's your health. I mean, you're buying local, you know where it comes from. You don't have to worry about, for instance, in meat, all this E. coli issues that happen. It seems like every day now there's recalls on this and recalls on that. In the 6 years we've been at this location doing this, I haven't heard of one local recall on anything. So that speaks for itself.
Exactly. And I would imagine this sort of wellness sensitivity, you know, everybody's doing biometrics, everybody's trying to stay fit, that you know, eating the right stuff is sort of part of that, you know, that wellness sensitivity. So probably you got into the farmer's market at the right time as that sort of concept started to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, I had a feeling when we started this that this business might take off. And because, again, it was kind of like the in thing to do. I just had no idea how serious people were really going to get about it. And I do feel that today a lot of people are really taking their health seriously. And you know what happens? they talk to their friends and they see what their friends are doing, and you know, they're feeling really good. Okay, so what can I do? You know, so then they start doing this, and then really, it's, you know, buying local is for, I kind of, it's almost like an insurance policy, because you know, you can spend money on healthcare later in life and spend a ton of money on it just trying to feel better, or you can eat well now and your quality of life will be a lot different.
Exactly. It's preventative. It's a lot like oral health. We have a new program called Health Rural Wellness, and we're encouraging people to go to the dentist, and we have a special questionnaire that your hygienist now does if you go to a main dentist, and some of us may need to do 3 cleanings a year in Delta Dental. Most of its policies cover this. Some of us need a Del fluoride varnish. So preventative medicine, really, by eating well. So you mentioned knowing your farmers and the source of things. So how do you do, like, a walkthrough and get to meet the farmers and so forth? How does that work, Brian?
Oh, yeah. We know all our farms, really. You know, you become friends. There's a lot of communication, especially this time of year when it's really hopping and things are really busy. I mean, there's communication basically almost on a daily basis. You know, produce, I mean, it is every day because that's an ever-changing, I mean, every day it's something different. So yeah, we become absolute friends. You get to know their practices, you get to know what they're doing. And, you know, I found that I really haven't found anybody that says, you know what, I don't want you here. I haven't run into that at all. I found that most farmers, this is really their passion. I love their lifestyles when I get to go to the farms and visit them and even, you know, pick up product and see how they live their lives. It's pretty cool.
If there's a new farmer in town and do they contact you? How are you aware of, like, if something, there's someone new that may have something that would fit the bill here?
Some of it's word of mouth. But I have found that, you know, as time goes on here, a lot of them contact us. You know, we get a lot of people that will call up just for instance and say, hey, you know what? I mean, right now blueberries are big. So they'll say, hey, I've got some great blueberries that we're picking. You know, would you like some? And my answer will be, first off, is, you know what? Okay, so how are you growing them? You know, are they organic? You know, how are you? What's going on with that? And then I'll say, hey, you know what? Well, come on in. You know, introduce yourself and let's see what you got. And that's a lot of times how the relationship starts.
Awesome. And I must say, as everybody's heard me say this before, that Johnson Gold's Harvest comes into Delta Dental. So any corporation that wants that type of partnership, I encourage you to call Brian. But the fruit and vegetables that you get, it's night and day. I'm not denigrating anything from a supermarket. They do great work in their own industry. But in terms of eating, you know, a tomato from Johnson Golden Harvest versus eating, you know, a tomato that you're getting this in the supermarket, it is literally night and day. I mean, that's just my opinion, just my own empirical taste buds. So are you considering expanding partnerships with corporations, or what's the status of that?
Yep, we'll be, I mean, right now we're actually crazy busy with the summer season and all that going on. But yeah, we're always looking for people. We actually, as you know, with Delta, and we'll be resuming our markets again in September with them, with you guys. And we go in there and we actually do a market for the employees. We try to bring to them everything that's fresh and current. And that's been a great relationship for us. And you know, it's something that we really enjoy doing. So, we'll be starting that up in September, and we're always open, you know, if people want to have us in, I mean, to do the same thing there.
So they'll call you or Karen. So give us the number again.
Yeah, you can call us at the farm, call either myself or my wife, Karen. You can call us at the farm stand anytime, 603-210-2031. And we're pretty much there every day, so.
And again, I'll attest to that. So tell us about the dairy products and how that works.
Well, we actually, one of the things we do, and again, I want to tell you, I'm not a doctor, so I don't want anybody to say that, but you know, we do a lot of raw milk for dairy right now, and that's a big deal. You know, some people are afraid of it, but all the people that are aware of the actual benefits from it, you know, I mean, they'll sit down and tell you a mile long how good it is for you, and myself, that's what I drink. But then there's the other part of it. You know, there's the cheese and the cream, and we really enjoy getting local butter, you know, local butter made right here on the farms, right locally to us, and that's a big hit with everyone, especially this time of year. So yeah, there's lots out there.
And what's really cool, of course, you're also supporting local farmers, so it's a nice...
Yep. Absolutely. You know what? I mean, to me, it's all about local. These people work hard, you know, and that's one of the real true benefits of actually the business that we have is really being able to do that and to, you know, help the farms.
All right. So let's switch gears a little bit and then we can go back to the contact information. Okay. So now you have the family business. So obviously, you know, you've said you have your sons involved and Karen and yourself. So like over dinner, do you ever say like the next half hour we're not going to talk business, or is it a constant just because you're eating, which is part of you eating your own stuff too?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we actually do say that, and that lasts about 5 minutes.
I figured that.
But, you know, that's what we do, and it's really our passions. You know, it makes for great conversation, and like I said, every day is different. You know, so there's always something different every day.
And I always one of my employees asked me to ask you this. So do you ever like, if there's some new fruit or food that you haven't, it's not yet at the market, do you ever kind of use yourself as a sort of like a test pilot?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's part of the fun of having this business is, you know what, you see things sometimes before anybody else does, and somebody will bring you some and they'll be like, wow, and we try it, you know. And really, I mean, I kind of feel like that anything that we're putting on our shelves, we really need to have tried.
Right. I mean, that's the best testimony, right?
Right.
That you would serve it to your family. That's awesome. That's good. I figured that was the answer that... And also, when you get home after a long day, because like I said, anytime I go past that area, that's when I get on, that's the exit and entrance that I get on, and the light always seems to be on. So there's never a weekend Sunday where you take a day off?
Oh, no, the weekends are really busy. The weekends are our busiest time, actually. I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of people come on the weekends, and it's especially coming into this time of year now, as we get into August and September, you know, it's really the harvest season. And that's when a lot of people get out on the weekends. They actually just go for rides, and they'll hit us and probably three or four other businesses like us. And that's just what they do now. That's what people are really into, doing that on the weekend. That can be their weekend activity.
Do you also get like, let's say during fall foliage, people coming up from Massachusetts, if they happen to get off that exit, and they see you, do you get that traffic as well?
A lot. Yeah, we get a lot of people from out of state. We get a lot of people from out of the country. It's great meeting all these people from different places and you know, just hearing. Actually, what's really fun about it is conversation will start with different things that are available from where they come from, especially if it's a different country or an entirely different part of our country.
So you must meet some really intriguing people.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
That must be awesome. So you're on exit 11. So if you could sum up, what are the benefits of buying local and Johnson Golden Harvest in particular?
Well, the benefits of buying local and Johnson Golden Harvest, our business, is that basically we know where the food's coming from, and we want you to be aware of where the food's coming from as well. And if you buy local, for one, you're supporting local businesses, local farms, et cetera. And secondly, you know how your food's produced and how it's farmed, how it's raised. You know what goes into it. And in the end of the day, you're going to be a lot healthier for it.
Now, I know in the listening audience, since we do a lot of shows on wellness, sometimes we've had Tom Walton on the physical fitness part, and we, of course, oral health. So eating what you eat is a big component of it. So I always love to have Brian there. So, Brian, give us one more time your contact information.
We are Johnson Golden Harvest, and we're located at 412 West River Road in Hooksett, New Hampshire, which is actually Route 3A. We're right at the corner of Hackett Hill, right off of Exit 11, Hooksett Toll Booth. Come down. We're on the left. We're open 7 days a week, and our phone number is 603-210-2031.
So if you're an employer and you want to consider, as we do, having Karen and Brian come in and make it easy for your employees to buy healthy fruits and vegetables as well as other things, give Brian a call at 210-2031. Brian, thank you for joining me July 30th and 31st. I guess you got to get back to the farm stand now. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, and...
Great. It's always great to have you, Brian. Tom Raffio will return next week with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.